Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Come on.
I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show. Jen, you grab that side. I'll grab this side and we will stretch this dollar. Are you ready?
So ready.
Excellent. Well, welcome to Money Savage Further. This is George Grumbacher. Our guest today is Jen Smith. She's a personal finance expert. She is the author of the best-selling book, The No Spend Challenge Guide. She blogs at Modern Frugality, and she is the co-host of the Frugal Friends podcast. I'm excited to have you on. Jen, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah. So I live in St. Pete, Florida, and I have a blog, like you said, and a podcast, Frugal Friends. So I love doing those. And when I'm not doing those, I am taking care of my newest addition, Kai, who is 6 months old.
Nice.
And we are hanging out with my husband and usually going for a run, enjoying the good weather of Florida, and trying to live out this frugal lifestyle that I am so passionate about. Yeah. And also, we paid off $78,000 of debt. That's usually, people are like, how'd you get into this? Well, I don't have a degree. I just paid off a lot of student loan debt for a degree that has nothing to do with personal finance.
I appreciate that very much. I appreciate the fact that you were able to pay off that debt, and I believe in a pretty limited amount of time. Excellent. And one of the things I loved on the Modern Frugality page, you talked about how it should be, or it is, simple, sustainable, fulfilling, and minimalistic. That is modern, being your definition of really modern frugality. So I'd just love to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I really hate clipping coupons. And I feel like that is a lot of what frugality has been associated with in the past. Mm-hmm. And so what really helped us pay off that $78,000 of debt in just under 2 years was a lot of stopping our spending, changing our mindsets so that we wouldn't spend. And that trickled into everything else in our lives. And so I'm passionate about reframing people's idea of frugality and making it this lifestyle that people want to pursue, not just for the monetary benefits.
Got it. I appreciate that. And I think, to your point, if I were just to sit back and say, what does it really mean to be frugal? I would probably have defaulted to pinching every penny and cut coupons and all that. But if I were to think further about it, I think it would be fall more into the camp of creating a sustainable lifestyle for myself and changing my mindset to your point, 100%, about what really is the lifestyle that is going to make me the happiest and the most contented. So how did you come upon that?
Well, when I was paying off our debt, I was doing a lot of side hustles. I thought that I could side hustle my way through paying off our debt. And I was only employed part-time. That was as much as I could get at my full-time job. So I had a lot of time to do side hustles, and I love making extra money. I think there are elements to paying off debt, and none of them can be ignored. But I was trying to ignore the spending less, paying attention to what I was spending and trying to save money on that stuff. I thought I could just make money and make my way out of debt. So that went on for about 2 months. And after doing all of these side hustles for 2 months, I contracted shingles, which for people that don't know, that is a fiery, blistery rash. It's the same virus as chickenpox. So if you've had chickenpox, you can contract shingles. And one of the things that makes it come on is stress. So it was after having that, it was several days before Christmas too. So
perfect.
I got shingles for Christmas. It was glorious. And that was the first time that I realized I don't think that I can white knuckle my way through this debt payoff. I think I have to step back and optimize the income that I have in order to do this, which sucked because that meant I was going to have to do hard things. Like making money is easy for me. Like I can, you know, do the things that do that, but like to step back and say no to myself to make purchases, that was what I didn't want to do. So that was the beginning of my journey toward frugality.
Thank you, fiery, blistery rash, for changing my perspective.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And I still have some like nerve damage. So when I'm really stressed out, I can still kind of feel like a little tingle come on. It's not painful, but it's just my body's like reminder of, hey, slow down. So that is, I guess, something kind of cool that came out of it. My body now physically reminds me to slow down.
Yeah. It's like, you need to step on pump the brake a little bit, John. as you were telling that story, I was reminded back to when I started in financial services many, many, many years ago. And my manager at that time, he says, George, it's easier to make more money than it is to live on less. And I was like 22 years old and I didn't know anything about anything. And that just seemed like a mantra, which made a lot of sense. You know, there's a lot of bravado in it. And at this point, looking back, a lot of stupidity, but sort of very much in line with what you were just talking about. And probably a lot of the attitude that many Americans have. So,
yeah. Yeah. And having to spend less and say no to yourself really shows you who you are. And that's a person that a lot of people don't want to see or know. And you really have to come to grips with like, what are my coping mechanisms? What are my defaults? Who am I? Because what you're spending your money on really does say who you are. So it's not just about money to me, but frugality has taught me so much about myself and it's allowed me to do things to become a more generous person, a person that's more mindful of others, and all of these other things. And they're things that I would not have had if I hadn't had to step back and pay attention to my spending.
That's a really powerful statement right there. I mean, and what you spend money on says a lot about who you are. And it's certainly something I agree on. And I also think it 100% will determine and dictate who you will be in the future. That's how you spend your money and your time. And, you know, tell me how you're doing that now, and I can tell you what you're going to be 5-10 years from now. How are people receiving this message?
People are receiving it really well because everybody wants to stick to a budget. When you pay off debt, the first thing you're told to do is make a budget. And the first thing you fail at doing is sticking to your budget. And that's how
for
it goes.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah. And so people are finding that the reason that they're failing at their budgets is because of their impulse spending. And you can't just make a budget and expect yourself to have the discipline to stick to it. Because if you could do that, you would have been doing it already. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't have either gotten into debt or you could have gotten out a lot faster. So people are finding, as I did, it's a lot of the impulse spending that breaks the budget. So for me, it was eating out. That's always been my impulse spending downfall. But for other people, it's shopping, like at Target or Walmart or the grocery store. So everybody has their different places where they impulse spend. And so having the philosophy or the mindset that changing your sticking your budget involves changing your mindset about spending, because you can't, like, I couldn't white knuckle my way through my debt payoff with side hustles. You can't white knuckle your way through your budget. So you have to change your mindset about spending altogether to stick to your budget. And so since a lot of the people I talk to are trying to pay off debt, this is something that's really resonating with a lot of people.
So how do I go about doing that?
So action items are always what people want, right? Okay. So I start with a no spend challenge. I'm obviously partial to them. I wrote a book about them. So it's an actionable way that you can start to identify the things that are your downfall and start to make some progress with your debt payoff that has the mindset and the financial benefits. So, and I usually do a 30-day challenge. It's manageable enough to get through, but also difficult enough to be really annoying, and sure, annoying things tend to have a bigger payoff. So, but yeah, so taking 30 days to step back, stop spending on everything that's non-essential, and identify those things that you're spending money on habitually, or when you're stressed or tired or just like impulsively, that can really tell you a lot about your spending, and it can help you start the process of developing this frugal lifestyle.
I think that makes a lot of sense. So taking a step back and looking at all your spending, right? You need to know where it is you spend, and then hopefully you're able to point to, okay, looks like I was eating out or I was shopping and it happened after I had an argument with somebody or I got bad news, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So you can look at your transactions and try and like not, if you spent like $150 at the gas station just buying snacks throughout the month, because I know that's a big one for some people. You get some gas and then you go and you buy a snack. Hmm. Don't just automatically think that you're going to stop doing that. A no-spend challenge can help you identify that habit. And then the next month you can try and limit that. If it's something you didn't miss, then you can try and cut it out altogether. But if it's something that you really missed, like it really affected your day-to-day life, just try and cut it down incrementally. So 10% next month, 10% the next, and so on and so forth until you cut it out completely.
Got it. And yeah. So the purpose of the challenge is to change the mindset, but first and foremost, it's identification of where the money's going, and then to identify where it is that you're overspending, and then after you're doing this for a certain amount of time, then you can recognize that I've gotten rid of stuff that really doesn't make that much difference to you, but I've found that these things, what I'm spending money on, are still important to me, so maybe I can keep some of those.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So that's like the core reason to do it. But then it also has this added benefit of, if you're not spending money on the things you used to spend money on, you're going to have a lot of money left at the end of the month extra that you can put towards your debt. So it has this, that underlying like main goal is not the real motivation for most people. Most people do a no spend challenge so that they can get up an extra couple hundred dollars extra to put towards their debt at the month. But I really feel like the benefits are flip-flopped. I think that you can use a no-spend challenge to save money in the long run by taking this short spurt of time to take away everything. It's kind of like when you're trying to find a food allergy and you stop eating everything and then introduce things gradually. It's exactly like that. So doing that and then having the added benefit of knowing you'll have that money at the end of the month that you can put extra towards your debt.
Got it. I think that's an excellent way to think about it. And well, it's only an excellent way to think about it if people know what an elimination diet is, but I think most people probably do. Yeah. So, okay. No, I think that certainly makes sense. And Yeah, I think 30 days, while probably, I mean, it's hard to break spending habits, you know, over the course of a day or a week, but 30 days, that's probably why you decided that that was a reasonable amount of time, because it's short enough, but it's also long enough where people can actually do it.
Yeah, you're not going to break or make any habits in a month. I know traditionally we think 21 days makes a habit, but research has actually shown that it takes far longer than 21 days. And one study showed that some habits take up to like 300 days to form. So people think that after a month, they're going to be like on lock, ready to go. And then they find themselves falling back into old habits. And then like, what happened? And it's because that 21 day theory is a myth. But it is difficult. So you're kind of balancing this, like, it's short enough to be manageable, but long enough to be difficult kind of balance.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I can also see just, I mean, it's like anything else. You're just getting started with something, and then you'll get confidence and you realize, wow, I was able to do this. And now I do have $100 or $200, $500 extra. And I'm going to be able to move in the direction that I'll be able to pay off debt or start saving, whatever it might be. So I imagine that confidence and that momentum has got to be a powerful thing.
Yeah. If you think about it, if you're on the road to paying off debt or getting better with your money, you're never worse at money than you are today. Like, you will never be worse in your entire life. You are literally the worst you are right now. So you can only go up from here, and you can't expect yourself to be perfect right off the bat. So knowing that you're the worst you'll ever be gives room to give yourself grace when you mess up. But then it also gives motivation to say, I have to get better every day, because yesterday I was the worst that I ever was. So I have to get better today.
Yeah. And I think that's such a huge key, especially with living in today's world of where it's so easy to compare ourselves to the universe, just with the opening of Instagram or whatever else.
Yeah.
If you're able to simply recognize all I'm trying to do is get better than I was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the goal. Small, sustainable changes. They're not sexy, but they work.
Right. I got it. I love it. Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can they hear the podcast? Where can they get the book?
Yeah, so the book is available on Amazon. It's called The No Spend Challenge Guide. And I have another one out that I just released last month. It's called Pay Off Your Debt for Good. So that helps you on the debt-free journey to figure out all the things that come up on this several-year journey that kind of derail your debt payoff. This helps you combat those things. So it's a lot of mindset stuff as well. And then Frugal Friends podcast, we come out with a new episode every Friday, and it's on different ways to save money, spend less. We talk a lot about minimalism, and we have a book club, so we'll interview authors and we interview people that have paid off debt that have inspiring stories. And if you want my No Spend Challenge kit that I use to get through my no spend challenges, you can go to modernfrugality.com/no spend kit and sign up for my newsletter. I will give you that for free.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jen your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up a copy of The No Spend Challenge Guide, as well as her new book, Pay Off Your Debt for Good. You can get copies of those on Amazon, and I'll link to that in the notes of the show. You can also go to Modern Frugality and pick up the information on how Jen got out of debt herself and has helped so many other people. Check out the newsletter. I'll link to that, as well as the podcast. Thank you again, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.